Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, our guest is Alan Parker, who is a VP at Mohawk. But the reason we're talking to him today is because he's a VP of Industry Relations with IIDA. How you doing, Alan?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
I wanted to do this interview because after seeing you guys at Neocon, I also ran into you guys at the HD Expo show. I've been talking to Dennis Krause, and I've been curious how the landscape of the IIDA has changed based on this economic situation as far as how's the membership changed.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, first off, I mean, the main intent of IIDA, International Interior Design Association, is to help with the professional development of its members and via the value of continuing education, and research, you know, making sure that everyone has access to good information and the NCIDQ certifications that they go through, preparation for that, CEU credits, things like that. The organization really focuses on and provides a good support structure and professional association for interior designers. So it's really a great group. And absolutely, there have been challenges over the past 12 to 18 months due to the economy. One of the biggest impacts, just to get to the point, is the vast number of interior designers and architects that have been laid off and or lost their jobs altogether. And it's been a real shock to that industry. Just construction spending come to a halt in certain market segments, or projects have been put on delay. So, you know, it's really... You know, it really hurts when you hear that 40 people have been let go from a specific firm in a very, very short time frame. So the IIDA has been working really hard to help support these people with continuing information, giving them a contact database. We've actually done some things with the membership dues to keep them as active members, but allow them to retain their membership within IIDA, but obviously, you know, they're out of work, so we've made some concessions there as well.
So let's say they're an interior designer, they work for HOK or something like that. In the past, HOK's paid their membership fees. If they're unemployed now, they can continue to be a part of the organization for a while.
At a much reduced fee level.
Uh-huh.
They can also go into an inactive stage and retain their membership, but most of them want to remain active because it's such a great networking opportunity to potentially find their next position. And you're correct, it's a lot of the firms do pay membership for the designers, but just as many don't as well. So it can be it's a personal commitment from the designer in regards to the membership.
When you start thinking about IIDA, is the majority of the numbers, as far as the membership numbers, are they the practitioners that are out there in the field? Because I know there's a lot of also companies that are members of IIDA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the majority of the members are actual designers, architects, interior designers. The manufacturers that are members, corporate members and so on. A lot of the salespeople from, you know, furniture companies, fabric companies, carpet companies are members, but the majority of it is actual, you know, it's design professionals.
How do you think that with the numbers of layoffs, with this economic situation the way it is, as things start to recover, how do you think the landscape will change? Do you think we'll start seeing a decentralization? Do you think there'll be more of these designers that will start hanging their own shingle, and there'll be a lot of smaller firms that are options for design?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely, with the large loss of jobs, many of these people have tried to venture out on their own and pick up projects on their own. So I think you'll see some startups through this time period.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see some new firms probably come to life over the next few years as a result of this. But I think the other thing is, I think you're going to see that the people that have been laid off are really probably, I could assure you, several of these people, you know, they're not younger people. You know, they may be in their 40s, 50s. It's the first time they've probably ever not had a job. So it's a real shock to them, and they're having to really do an analysis of themselves and what their skill set is and how to compete when they go back out into the job market for interviewing once firms do start hiring. I think there is going to be a deluge of very qualified people looking for these positions, And I think the firms are going to have the opportunity to be very selective and really pick up some high-quality people. So it's going to be a different challenge for different age groups within the profession. Mm-hmm. You know, the younger designers are maybe more tech-savvy. They may be more up-to-date on how to interview and how to present their skills and their resumes. You know, it'll be interesting. It really will. It's going to be challenging for some people, but I think it'll spark some people to kind of reinvent themselves and what their professional attributes are.
Do you think this dip is much more severe than the dip we saw after the dot-com bust?
Yes, I do. I think it's just much more far-reaching than the dot-com bust, and it's affected more market segments across the board. The only market segments that we really see that are remaining somewhat healthy are the government markets, GSA, and education to a degree, and then definitely healthcare. So I think as well that, you know, the people that still are busy in the market tend to have some concentration in those market segments and have diversified.
So what is the IIDA doing for these people that have been displaced?
Well, a couple of things. Again, the IIDA on an international and a local level operate very differently. On an international level, where board of directors really guides the company or the organization, and IIDA corporate provides all the support that an association would need. On a local level, that's really where the activity occurs. I'm actually traveling right now, meeting with some of what they call their city centers, and it's where the local sales representatives and the local manufacturers will provide some financial support to host events, and then, you know, all the designers from the community come and for various topics. But the real value on the local level is it gives them ongoing opportunities to spend time with their peers and network. So, you know, they learn a lot through these kind of events, but the chapters that are very active on a local level are the ones that are really helping provide a lot of support to the individual. So corporately, just again, reaching out, providing all the network structure that you need and guiding the whole organization. The IIDA has launched a brand new website in the last month that is much more information focused and support focused. And in addition, we're actually the Mohawk Group, IIDA and Interior Design Magazine are working together on a campaign that we call Rework. We've been going to major markets across the United States for the past 3 months and hosting a day-long event. Cheryl Durst from IIDA comes and speaks, and then we have Cindy Allen from Interior Design, Mark Strauss have been there, but we bring in professionals to help these people with their resume writing skills, to help them with financial strategy, because again, a lot of these people have never been out of work and all of a sudden they don't have a paycheck. We provide professional assistance from a coaching standpoint of how to interview, how to update their portfolios, and also how to potentially apply their skill set to other opportunities completely outside of the design market.
Yeah, and I think I did an interview with Al Cabus on that Rework program.
It's been extremely well received.
All right, Dan, we're about to run out of time. One thing I definitely wanted to ask you is, certainly you have your day job, which is to be the, you know, Vice President of Mohawk, and then this is, I guess, a volunteer assignment that you do.
Correct.
On the side, which I'm sure is very demanding. I find it interesting that, you know, when you think about the interior furnishings business, there's a lot of different industries involved. Flooring is just one of them. How is it that you were tapped as a flooring executive to be the industry relations guy for IIDA?
That's a good question. I ask myself that sometimes. it's relationship and networking. I think when you look at a lot of the sponsorship that goes on with IIDA on a national and local level, the furniture manufacturers and the flooring manufacturers, I think typically are the largest supporters of the group. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously there's major supporters across all interior finishes, but I mean, usually if you show up to something, there's a furniture line and a carpet line there that's helped sponsor. And because of that, we just have very close relationships with a lot of these people. I've known Cheryl Durst and Dennis Krause for several years. I had attended some of their roundtable meetings and just found it very intriguing and a good opportunity when it was presented to me. And it really has been great. I've been on the board for a year now, and the contacts and the knowledge that I've learned about what the challenges are to the design profession, be it legislation, be it accreditation, things like that. It's you know, they really have some great things going on, but they really have some challenges as well.
Okay, Alan, well, I appreciate it. Thanks for being a great representative for our industry in this organization. We've been talking to Alan Parker, who is VP of Industry Relations with the International Interior Design Association and also Vice President with Mohawk, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.